It was generic health advice to take a multivitamin regardless of your health.
Right.
And that was very misleading.
Right. I think
so it was like the absence of information that made the multivitamin as like something that's going to make you healthier just really misleading and confusing. Right.
I think they're in the kind of the rebuttals to that article, the Enough Is Enough article, it's saying that there is some positive benefits to multivitamins, but it is definitely case dependent, like you said. Yeah. But people would be better off, which that leads us into our intro of this product, being.
You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch. Thank you for checking out this week's edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. We always appreciate all of you listening. We love your reviews. We love your feedback. Definitely keep them coming. And we really appreciate you tuning in every week. We also want to give a special shout out to our sponsors, the Hemp Coffee Exchange, for all of their support. And also give you guys a great offer to try out these wonderful sponsors who provide us the life nectar that is coffee. Not only is it a wonderfully delicious beverage, but hemp coffee actually boasts some very exciting health benefits. Mm-hmm. And you can drink in those benefits by heading over to their website, hempcoffeeexchange.com, and you can save yourself 20% off of your order so that you yourself can try the hemp coffee at home. Just plug in the podcast promo code ATF.
Boom. That's right.
At checkout.
Man, you're getting good at this. Maybe I should just let you talk.
I don't think so. Because I really had to think really hard about what I was trying to remember there. So yes, maybe that sounded a little awkward because
I'm a little bit awkward. That was great. Good job.
But truly, head over and show our sponsors some love. They support us, so we would love it if you support them in return.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so after that great promo, we're going to jump into our training recap.
Yep.
This week, I've been, as per usual, training with my clients. I guess a little bit lighter week. People are enjoying their spring break. So it gives me time to kind of do some things that I might be neglecting. Neglecting is the right word, but
it allows you time to think and kind of breathe. Yeah. I feel like you're just doing like the everyday stuff most of the time.
Yeah, but it gives me time to create and speak to individuals for the upcoming new edition of Addicted to Fitness podcast that's going to be dropping this coming week. It's going to be a brand new episode that we're going to drop later in the week. And so we're going to be bringing you two episodes of Addicted to Fitness per week.
Damn.
Doubling the content.
Damn.
Yes. So been working hard on that, but I've also been working hard on group training. It's coming, it's always been an aspect of ET Tampa, but now I'm going to expand into the gym I train at, Tampa Strength, and offer, be leading a mobility class there once a week. There's a lot of mobility tools at Tampa Strength that we have at our disposal, or I have at my disposal. One is being stick mobility, which we've talked about on the podcast before, and it's a really awesome training modality that I'm actually going to be attending one of their courses come here in June. I'm going to start offering a mobility class that features some of their exercises at Tampa Strength very soon. We're projecting March 24th. So for anybody in the Tampa Bay area that wants to check out, wants to work on their mobility, which everybody should, go and check out tampastrength.com or ET Tampa on Instagram.
Yeah.
You can find out more.
Yeah, and you've been picking up skills around mobility, stick mobility and general mobility, just kind of through your training at Tampa Strength, because that's one of their focuses, right?
Right. Absolutely. And then we talked to the mobility specialist recently, movement upgraded.
Yeah.
And that's even expanded even more. I had the 90-minute assessment with Ryan, and that was yet another kind of education on mobility.
Yeah.
So what about you? What about training recap for yourself?
I've been sticking with some yoga and some HIIT, a little bit of spin when I can figure it in. But also I will say that I got my dance on. this past weekend. We had a friend's wedding, so congratulations, Chris and Jess, who are now a married couple and off on their honeymoon. And we busted a move on the dance floor. Let's talk about that for a second, because I'm pretty sure somebody said we had some great dance moves. We were like a great dance couple. Is that
best
what they
dance
said?
Couple is what I remember. Now that was the groom.
That might have been a little bit exaggerated.
The groom who might have had a few beverages at that point in time, adult beverages, and rightly so. But it was the compliment. I mean, I appreciate the compliment. I mean, we do bust a good move.
It was pretty much an awesome compliment, because we both, Nick and I, love to dance. And we were trying to brainstorm exactly when the last time we danced was. I'm pretty sure it was Mexico last year.
Yeah, it was another wedding.
It was our last wedding. It was Desiree's wedding, my friend Desiree, and her now husband. That was over a year ago.
Yeah.
So
we right now we're on a once a year a minimum.
You've got to increase that.
I know.
But it did. I will say though, it reminded me though what a great workout dancing. You don't have to know any crazy amazing dance moves. You just need to dance and move your body and just have fun. It is an amazing workout. I will say dancing in heels. Probably not a suggestion for like people who haven't danced in a year, because I am now nursing a very sore knee. I had to ice my knee last night, and I'm going to have to ice it tonight.
Wow, and you never do that.
I never do that.
You never ice your sore muscles. So.
No, this is how I know it's for real, is when I get inflammation in my knee. Thank you, Jasmine.
Yeah.
I know that, like, I have some serious tending to it that I need to do, because it's a old injury, so. But that was my training recap. Woohoo! Exciting!
Nice. That's awesome. Now, we've got some really interesting topics that we want to dive into today, and it's kind of both are ones, they're kind of...
They're related.
They're related. They're almost like the introduction of new products.
Yeah, so...
Both of us.
Yeah, you know? And I'm going to say one of them is cool and kind of like modern approach to a somewhat traditional topic, and the second one involves boobies.
All right, my two favorite topics.
Yes. I'm not going to tell you what the second one gets to, and then people just get to be surprised later.
So we've talked about supplementation on the podcast before, probably almost, I mean, at, not at all.
Numerous so, times.
Numerous times, thank you. So we're going to take a little, broad view of something specifically like multivitamins.
Mm-hmm.
There has been actually a little bit of, I would say, articles published recently about how multivitamins are not worth the money. You're just throwing your money away. And there were some areas, aspects of truth to that article. The one I'm referring to is called Enough and Enough. Enough is enough. Stop wasting your money on multivitamins. We'll put a link to that in our show notes. And it brought up some good points about how, that multivitamins may not necessarily reverse a lot of chronic diseases, which is, I think, is a good thing to realize, but you can't, do you think multivitamins are being advertised as a miracle cure?
No, but I think they used to be offered as generic, like it was generic health advice to take a multivitamin regardless of your health.
Right.
And that was very misleading.
Right. I think...
So it was the absence of information that made the multivitamin as like something that's going to make you healthier just really misleading and confusing. Right.
I think they're in the rebuttals to that article, the Enough is Enough article, it's saying that there is some positive benefits to multivitamins, it is definitely case dependent, like you said.
Yeah.
But people would be better off... which leads us into our intro of this product, being more kind of figuring out what supplements they need specifically based on themselves, not trying to just throw a blanket over one necessary issue.
Yeah, and I mean, the biggest change really came when people started looking at the vitamins, because when I was younger, back when Flintstone vitamins were like the big trendy thing, there was only one. Like, I remember that my parents had one vitamin. They did not have separate vitamins. There was just one vitamin they both take. And then they came out and said, well, men and women have different health needs. They should probably be taking separate vitamins. So right. Men and women then got their own vitamin. And then, like, obviously, different phases of your life, then that also requires a different vitamin.
Right.
And I mean, I think as like the education and research kind of progressed, you got more and more different types. There isn't one blanket that's going to work. And that's why I've always had an issue, because it's been kind of the same for supplements. Like, you know, these new trends like, oh, ginkgo biloba is the greatest thing. You should take ginkgo biloba. And, oh, you should make sure you take a zinc supplement because, you know, you could not be getting enough zinc, and then you could not be getting enough vitamin D is one that was super debated and still is.
Yeah.
And like, there's a lot more to supplements even than just the base element themselves.
Yeah.
You have to have additional minerals and antioxidants in order for your body to absorb and utilize them the way that they should, which is why ideally you want to get as much from food as possible. You can tell I'm very like passionate about this. So like for a long time, I don't know about you, but I kind of just avoided them altogether, besides like when I was sick. I would just kind of avoid
vitamins in general.
All, like supplements and vitamins. I was just like, it's not for me.
Right.
And then I got pregnant, and then I had to take a prenatal vitamin for a year, basically, because I've been taking postnatal vitamins now for 6 months. And that really did make a difference. Like, that helped me keep my iron levels up and my folate and all those important nutrients that I would have had absorbed away from me. That really did help. I guess I was still curious, and I'm still constantly evaluating. I think our nature is to consistently evaluate the options that are out there. And I heard on another podcast about this company that had an interesting approach to vitamins and supplements. And it's takecareof.com is the website. And it's the company is Care Of. And basically, they allow you to take a quiz. So like you might be able to go to their website and just purchase like vitamins and things like that, but their whole idea and their whole differentiator is the fact that they allow you to take a quiz that focuses on different things, not just like, do you want to lose weight, or are you very healthy, or are you not very healthy? So it looks like you can buy products just straight from them. And I'm going to do Nick's quiz. Oh. You take this quiz and you basically plan out different sections. So they ask you on multiple aspects of your life. So they ask you, like, when it comes to vitamins and supplements, are you informed, curious, skeptical? So they base what they serve to you kind of off your interest.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say that you're very informed. And they, like, then they'll try to show you something new. And they prompt you through these different things, but their quiz is based off the basics, your goals, your lifestyles, and then I think, like, they're it's like an additional recommendation. But there's multiple categories of questions, so you automatically are inputting a lot more information. You can kind of play with that and plug in your answers and whatnot. But I took this quiz. I'm just curious. You know, I had heard about it on another podcast. I was curious to check it out. I knew I needed another multivitamin because, yeah, I need to change up my postnatal vitamin that I take. And I've also been interested in kind of boosting up my immune system a bit, because I'm always trying to avoid getting illnesses with a baby around all the time. So I did this quiz. They gave me recommendations. They link to specific research to back up the claims that are, you hear a lot of claims about various supplements and things. And then they also shared information about how their specific sourced vitamins and supplements were created and made so that you could see this was responsibly made, these were sustainably sourced, you know, all these important factors that you kind of miss just going to your local drugstore and picking something off a shelf. You don't really know how that all goes in. So I liked that they had all this information, so much information. You can look up additional details on pretty much any of the other supplements. You can even customize what you get. And the whole end result is that you get these little packages. They're individually packaged each day. It's already portioned out for you. It comes prepackaged with your name and a little saying. So we'll include pictures on the podcast show notes. Plus, we will include a little video that Nick is going to take of me unboxing my order, because I just got these in today and I'm really excited to open them. Mm-hmm. So Nick's going to have to stop his quiz.
I know. I've already screwed up.
You can start it again later.
Alright.
And I ordered this, let's see, I did the quiz and I ordered these last week. Mm-hmm. So it took less than a full week to take the quiz, get my supplements. I customized the results a little bit, but I think I ended up with 4 different things. So we're going to do an unboxing, and you're going to try not to get our address in here. So
yeah. This is going up on the Facebook page, right?
This will be available on the Addicted to Fitness podcast Facebook page. So you can head over there. We'll post this on Monday when this podcast goes live. So if you're listening now, it's on our Facebook page. So it comes in a nicely, you know, custom package. And it says, oh, it has a little, oh my goodness, it's like an information booklet that says made for Shannon. It's got my name on it. And there's a thank you note from the co-founders. And there's a lot of great information on their website, but I liked how they shared the kind of about us section on their website. There's one of them who's like a doctor and clearly is like the science behind this. And then the CEO or the other co-founder is more like the business person. And they shared the profiles of specifically their supplement vitamin mix that makes them unique. So it has my 4 different supplements, and then it shares specifically like their main purpose. So I ended up getting a prenatal, which they give you 2 per day, and that supports pregnancy. Fish oil, 2 per day, and that is to help maintain a healthy heart. Also, I knew I need it for joints and things. And then calcium plus, bone hugs and harmony. Mm. They also like puns. I immediately love that. Specifically to help just, you know, in case there's any calcium deficiencies. It's so important for women, especially around my age and having a baby. And then I switched out. They had a probiotic in here, but I already take probiotics. So I added elderberry, which is also so supposed to be amazing for a healthy immune system. It's a little bit like newer, trendier on the research front. And they rate each of them based off of like how much substantial evidence there is. So they'll tell you what's kind of trending with new research and what's not. And then they give me all of the like nutritional breakdowns, all the supplement facts for each of them and what's specifically in them. So the prenatal has a huge list of vitamins, minerals, things like that that are in here. And then it's wild Alaskan salmon oil is the fish oil, and then the other two are just pretty much straight let's see, vitamin D, vitamin K, calcium, magnesium, all really important to help make sure my body absorbs the calcium, and then apparently elderberry. So then I look at the box. Ooh, See, it's like a nice, like you, it's a, it comes in a box in a box. Mm-hmm. That has your little packets in it.
Oh, so all of them are in one?
And then all of them are prepackaged for you.
That's cool.
So that you don't have to worry. You don't have to have your pill case, because I think you have a pill case, don't you? You have had a pill case.
Yes.
Yes. So do, like, older people that have How to take you. A lot. But when you start taking, like, when you start getting into multiple different types of supplements and vitamins, you end up taking a lot. So look at it. They come in, like, this nice little package. And then there's a fact. This particular package says, "Hi, Shannon. Just like fingerprints, everyone has a unique tongue print."
Ooh.
I didn't know that.
Fun facts.
And it's apparently this pouch is child resistant because it contains iron. I think that's a joke. So it's a, there's a little box that you can just set on your counter, and then you can just pull the packets out as you need them each day. And it's like a little distribution box, or what do you call that?
Yeah. Dispense,
it's like
box.
Dispenser. It's a dispenser. There yes. So they have some special edition ones, or they have, too. They've partnered with people like Headspace, and they've changed up the little sayings on the packages. So they're, like, mindfulness. There's some really interesting things that this company's doing, and they're based in the United States. They're based out of New York. I think they have, like, offices in, like, New York, Vermont, like, a few other states. So their information's on the box. It's distributed out of New York.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, all their information's on their site. They make it pretty transparent. So that is kind of the new company that I'm going to try out for the next month. They gave me a full month supply. And it's so cute.
Yeah, now, I mean, after seeing that, I need to finish this exam. I'm an exam or test or something like that.
Yeah, it's actually a pretty substantial quiz. It does take you about 5 minutes. So, I mean, it's not just like, hey, what do you want to do? Here's some offers.
Yeah, but I already saw they were asking me about my goals and kind of like, you know, how I rank them. And then they were kind of seeing, go from there. Like, what's your most prominent stuff? Because it sounds like they don't want to. I mean, I guess you can have a limit on what you want. Did they have it? I don't get that far, but...
That's not nice.
How dare you talk to me like that,
Siri? My watch just jumped in and told Nick that he's not nice. That's hilarious. Yeah, they do... You can add, like, others. I think they give you, based off of your goals, they give you a basic, like, 3 to 5 suggestions. You can then customize further from there. So
they probably give you, multiple options. So
they give you,
If you got the enough money to spend, you can spend as much as you want, probably.
Exactly.
Right?
As you take away or you add different vitamins and supplements, the cost changes.
Right.
So some of them, like the multivitamin, is a little bit more expensive. The things like the calcium, where those are pretty basic, that was relatively inexpensive.
Okay.
And it's per month. So you basically sign up to subscribe to this that you can cancel at any time.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just refill your order, and you can go in and adjust it based off of, like, when I decide to go off of taking a postnatal, prenatal vitamin and want to just take, like, a healthy female multivitamin, if I need that still, I can change it.
Gotcha. Now, I know, based on what you said, I'm curious if you'd be, go ahead and share what, like, price range for the monthly package you got.
Sure. I think mine was around $50.
Okay.
Total for all four for a month supply.
Wow.
And I had a special promo code because they exist out there.
Mm-hmm.
yeah,
once they start giving us a promo code, we'll give one.
Yeah. If we can get them to give us a promo code, we'll give you one too. But I just used that. I got a little discount, which was nice for an intro. But I was very, like, questioning. I was very doubtful whether this was going to be as great as the promotion I had heard for it. Because I've never really heard of them before. I went and checked
That's
out
interesting. I haven't either.
Their social media and stuff. They're on Instagram.
All right. I'll check them out too.
Yeah, they're on Instagram if you want. And if you're interested in checking them out on Instagram, I can tell you they're on the little box here. It's I think it's on the packet. It's Care of Vitamins, all one word. So CareOfVitamins.
Yeah. And we'll make sure to tag them too, because when we do our Instagram post for this week, for this episode, we'll tag them and hopefully maybe they'll give us a shout out.
Yeah. So if you guys are at all interested in hearing an actual review versus just an introduction to this company, if you're interested in hearing a review of how it goes, how I feel after the first month or couple months, let us know. Comment. Yeah. Tell us somewhere in social media that, hey, I want to know how that went because I'm kind of interested in that.
Comment on the Facebook Live video that we did of the unboxing. Yep, let us know if you want a full great review. Place.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and I'll put a little reminder on the video. So keep us posted on whether we dive deeper.
All right. Everybody, you got it. Holding everyone in anticipation, especially me. You said the second thing we were going to talk about was boobies.
Boobies.
So let's, come on, out with it. What are we doing?
Well, this relates kind of to what we're talking about because, as we know, the ideal way to get your vitamins and everything is through your food, right? So I have a unique need. Now, I'm just going to throw this out. I know boobies may have gotten some people excited, but if you're a person that gets really uncomfortable talking about what boobies were meant to do, aka breastfeeding, then this is a point you can tune out.
So we lost about half the listeners now for everybody else. Let's
so
go.
For those few of you who stayed, specifically keeping your breast milk supply up is a real concern for people who breastfeed after they have their babies. And I am, knock on wood, so happy and so proud and slightly frazzled, but mostly just thrilled. I've been able to breastfeed for 6 months so far. It'll be 6 months in 1 week.
Yeah. And we got to pretty much over 5 months strictly breast milk.
We did 5 months completely exclusive breast milk. And then we started like a few days a week supplementing with some formula, like a couple ounces. So overall, my boobies did great. I am so proud of the ladies. They're real troopers. But this recently, I feel like anything I can do to support them, I feel like they're really working hard. And like they're struggling to keep up. So anything that increases breast milk supply, lactation foods, substances, I've been drinking the teas, all that kind of stuff. We came across this one item and the look and the name got our attention. They're called Booby Boons.
Booby Boons,
which is fun to say, too. Booby Boons.
So apparently, and I discovered on their website, the company that makes this is Stork and David.
Stork and Dove.
Stork and Dove. One more time. The company that makes this is Stork and Dove. And a boon is a helpful or beneficial item or a timely blessing or benefit.
Yeah.
That's their definition they gave.
So like a gold boon or a money boon is like when you get like a sort of, hey, I just got a bunch of cash dumped in my lap. That's like a money boon.
They call these.
Oh my God, they're bigger than I thought. That's what she said.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to have to cut that out.
Sorry, I didn't even realize until I said it.
So they call these non-herbal, I'm going to try this word, and you know how awesome I am but with vocabulary.
I can't wait.
Galactogogens.
That sounds right. Well, except there's no N.
Yeah.
I don't know where you got that.
Galactogogies. Galactogogogies?
Someone knows how you pronounce that.
Basically,
word.
Items that produce galactose. Galactose is a sugar, obviously, and I'm sure it's high in breast milk.
Yeah, I think that's like one of the main elements
so these
of
are
breast
some
milk.
Sort
of,
it's like it contains enzymes, maybe, or some sort of product that helps produce breast milk, like Shannon said.
Yeah, so they say the galactogogues. Galactagogues, okay. I think is maybe how you say it. So the ones in these products, and I should say, these are lactation cookies. Mm. The other reason they caught my eye, besides having booby in the title, is that they're lactation cookies. And we got the cocoa quinoa flavor. Mm-hmm. And they have nutritional yeast, oats, and flax are the specific items in these cookies that are supposed to help increase your lactation supply. Your milk supply, whatever. And three of these cookies, look at these, smell them. Smell. Like, that smells good.
Oh, I'm gonna do more than smell.
He's gonna dive in. Maybe he's gonna get some booby love too.
Yes, so.
They smell like brownies.
They do. And I've never, I don't know too much about these booby cookies. I don't know if they're gonna help me produce breast milk.
So, I'm just gonna throw it out there. Supplements are only really going to affect you if you, like, if your body functions that way. So you've had plenty of nutritional yeast. You've had plenty of oats and plenty of flax in your life. And you've never started sprouting out milk from your nipples.
Right.
Or anywhere else that I know of. So I think you're safe.
Okay.
And, I mean, these are, like, you hear one of the most common, like, lactation supplement items or things is brewer's yeast. So nutritional yeast, I guess, is like can be substituted for brewer's yeast. Mm. I also really like nutritional yeast because it actually tastes kind of cheesy.
Yes, we did. We used to make eggs.
Throw nutritional yeast in eggs, or it's really good to make like pesto. Vegan pesto.
Yeah, that's what it was.
So good for pesto.
Mm-hmm.
And any kind of like vegan cheesy sauce has nutritional yeast in it, and that's what makes it taste cheesy. It's so yummy.
All right, I'm gonna let you take the first bite.
All right, they're like, what's the size?
Like a half dollar? If anybody knows what a half dollar is anymore.
I know, that's a really random reference.
It's about the size of the Girl Scout cookie that we had.
It is. That's a really great comparison. The tag along. All right. It's dry. This would be great with tea.
Mm-hmm. Use that mother's milk tea and this.
Oh my gosh.
We'd have to get some babies from the neighborhood to come and get all that extra breast milk.
Yeah.
Tastes good.
It tastes really good.
Some nutritional facts.
It's very satisfyingly chocolatey.
The serving size is actually 3 cookies. 170 calories, 9 grams of total fat, half of that being from saturated fat. 23 grams of carbs, 11 of that being from sugar, and then 2 grams of fiber, and then 3 grams of protein.
Hmm. So overall, much better. If you tuned in for two episodes ago, we had the Girl Scout Cookie Challenge. Excuse me that I'm talking with my mouth full, but what do you expect for eating stuff? But I had to burn off 3 tag-along Girl Scout cookies, and that was 210 calories.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot more fat, because there was like peanut butter and stuff in there. But looking at the ingredients, they use cane sugar in these.
Mm-hmm. Nice sugar. Still sugar.
They actually use like all their ingredients are things I know and am comfortable with. They use brown sugar. So there's no, like, complicated ingredients on this list that would make me nervous, which I like. I feel like these are something kind of similar to what I might make for, like, myself, you know? And you better believe I'm going to have 3.
You need it.
I do.
These are for...
I should eat the whole bag.
For a little Miss Ella.
Yep. So yeah, I would say these are pretty tasty. I don't know. I can't tell you immediately as to their effectiveness in helping the old booby milk supply, but they're good.
I'm going to have one. Just one more, just to make sure. And it's a little bit of a weird aftertaste.
It does?
In the back of my mouth.
You're a weird aftertaste.
I don't know if it's the chocolate or what it is.
Like I said, they are kind of dry.
The yeast.
And there is I can see the little quinoa. Little bits of quinoa, and then there's like little chocolate chips.
It smells good. It smells chocolatey.
It's got cocoa powder.
All right. Well, I'm a fan of these.
Chocolate obviously, chips. Obviously,
you're going to have to keep them away from me.
Yep.
Since you need them more than I do.
Booby boons. Mm-hmm. Fine.
But those are, I guess now you should probably report back on if you notice any change.
Are you putting me on a dosage of booby boons?
Yeah. I'm going to have to go back and get you boosy booms. Boosy booms.
Those.
Booby boons on a regular basis. You pair that with the supplements you got from Care of.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
And my tea.
Little Miss Ella is in for a treat.
Hey, whatever I can do.
Mm-hmm.
Because apparently, what do they say? You're supposed to breastfeed for the first year or something?
Some people do.
Yeah. That's, first of all, kudos to anybody that's breastfed. It's hard. It's hard work.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to just keep on trucking and see how long we go.
Yep. And now that we got these items, maybe we'll go a little bit longer.
Yeah.
All right. So I think that's all we got from this episode.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I don't think so. I mean, I think just we're open to your feedback on these. If you're interested in hearing more, reviews, effects.
Yeah.
They sprout an extra head. I don't know.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. We definitely are looking for those reviews, both on the Addicted to Fitness podcast Facebook page.
What I just thought of.
Oh, goodness.
When I said sprout an extra. What is that movie that just
came out?
Yes, the three-boobed woman.
How did I know you were going to ask that?
Because you know that I have a weird mind, and that's, of course, if you sprouted an extra body part, what body part do you think most people would be like, hey, that's cool? Or I should say guys.
Hey, that's cool.
Most guys would be like, hey, that's cool. A boob.
Okay.
Extra boob. Three boobs.
I don't know if any of these supplements are going to help with that, but, you know, I'm hoping
it doesn't do that.
All right, so, yes, ratings and reviews in iTunes and on the Addicted to Fitness podcast Facebook page. And of course, as Shannon said, right in the leading segment of this episode, go to hempcoffeeexchange.com and support our sponsors. And I think that is it.
Sharing is caring. Spread the love.
All right, guys. This has been another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast, and we'll check you next time.
Boobies.
If you want to learn more about Elemental Training Tampa, check us out on Facebook or go to our website, elementaltampa.com. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter under the handle ETTampa. Please rate and review the podcast. Your feedback will help us get better. Thanks.
Always record.
Oh, jeez. Oh, scheiße. Huh? There's the outtake.